So today, I think we're really fortunate. We have Maurizio as part of the Collège d'Études Mondiales. He has been with us over the past 2 or 3 years now. And we increasingly, I think, putting things together so that this will lead to a more, I would say, structured collaboration in the months to come. At the Collège d'Études Mondiales, we have 16 research chairs. So these are not chairs for teaching. These are not full-time research chairs. These are because, as you can imagine, if I give you some names of people who are holding chairs, you can understand that they are not full-time in Paris to undertake their research. People ranging from Manuel Castells to Nancy Fraser to Maurizio Ferraris, who is not yet a research chair, but will, in the months to come, will be there. People like Marc Floch-Bé, who is a full professor at Princeton University and at the LSE. We offer the possibility to have part of the research agenda in Paris. And what we are a support foundation. We undertake research through the researchers we invite. So we don't have like full-time researchers. We don't have like full-time paid researchers. But what we have a rather consistent invitation programs or programming so that we can have short-term and longer-term people. And the idea of building this Collège d'Études Mondiales, or founding or this Collège d'Études Mondiales 5 years ago, was to have like more permanent or long-term researchers working with us. So the chair is for 4 years, and so you have the possibility to launch initiatives under a reasonable time span. It's not a one-year invitation. It's not a permanent full-time position. It's something in between that gives flexibility for including people like Maurizio, but someone like Manuel Castells, who was at the same time professor at the University of Southern California, at Cambridge University in Barcelona, to undertake some research here in Paris. And what is interesting is when we carefully select the people who are holding these chairs so that they can really reintroduce or develop the use of concepts that are not entirely common currency in France or in this, I would say, corner of the world. because we intend to be also global in our reach, so it's international, global, and interdisciplinary. So we have a philosopher, we have social scientists, sociologists, we have economists, we have financial experts, we have people in comparative literature, we have people in anthropology, we have people in a wide array of social sciences and humanities. So the idea is to nurture some kind of multidisciplinary dialogue, not only within the chairs, and we can figure out here, we have like different expertise coming from different disciplinary fields. So to nurture this kind of multi or / interdisciplinary dialogue, but also across chairs, and to have the possibility to listen to each other, to read each other, and try to keep the ball rolling in terms of renovating frames of reference for analyzing or studying the contemporary societies and the contemporary phenomena. So that's the introduction was a bit long, but to tell you where you are, in a sense. We have a program. I think we'll bring you this to you. We'll bring this to you later. We have a program. I should have here, or maybe do you have it, Sarah, somewhere? We have a quarterly program. So we publish like every 3 weeks, 3 months, a program where we have like all the activities. So we organize around 30 activities every quarter, so 10s a month, and we 10 per month, and we have like all the chairs kind of active, and we encourage people, not only shareholders, but their research associates, their postdocs. Enrico was a postdoc at the Collège d'Etudes Mondiales a year and a half ago, finished, but continue working with us. And we try to build a group, a community, a kind of thinking community on, and Emmanuel has been associated with now two projects with us, also with Dynamis de l'Image, a very interesting project they ran 2 years ago, or over 2 years, 2 years ago, with a kind of Franco-German collaboration. So I think it's interesting that we try to build some kind of collective spirit. That's really why it's Collège d'Etudes Mondiales and not Center of Études Mondiales or Institute of Études Mondiales. We try to organize some kind of cross-fertilization or cross-pollinization, whatever that means, but we try to do it. So we try to make people think together. So that's it. That's it for now. I would like to thank the organizers of this event today. Maurizio with the main spirit behind all that, but Enrico, Alberto, Sarah, and Angela. I think Angela is not here. No.
She's pregnant and she will have a baby.
Okay, so in Donald Trump's fence, she's sick. So I won't make this joke again. So thank you for bringing this group. I think they're the first. I don't know how you want to handle that, but we have two speakers, Juan Carlos de Martin, who is, by the way, with us for 1 month. I don't want to be like overlong on the introduction, but we at the Collège d'Etudes Mondiales, we have researchers. They can come as frequently as they want. And some of them are here rather often. Some of them come twice or thrice a year. And we have like postdocs, like Enrico, and we have short-term invitees and guests for 1 month. He just arrived yesterday. So he will be at the college for 1 month. So we try to deploy, to organize scientific activities around the shareholder with his or her research associates, postdocs, short-term guests. So we try to have an active period of work during the stay of the shareholder, but also through the research associates and the postdocs, some kind of permanent activities. So I don't know how you want to handle that, if Juan Carlos speaks first, and then James Katz. You will have proper introduction by Sarah. And I don't know how you want, in terms of filming. So they told me that the one who speaks needs to sit here, and I have the mic. So that's the... and I will have to excuse myself. I will be in and out. That's the unfortunately, when the events take place here, that's most of my, like... duties are in this building, so it's much better when I'm abroad because then I'm only bothered through smartphones and laptops. But here, people will actually come physically to take me out of the room. So I will try not this to happen, so I will leave just before this happens. So thank you, Maurizio. Thank you, Enrico, Alberto, Sarah, for organizing that. Thank you for the guests. Thank you for traveling transatlantic, having a nice stop yesterday in Torino at the Circolo dei Lettori. And so I look forward for a good discussion. We are filmed today, so it will be on the website of the foundation. And also we host in this foundation something is called Canal U, Canal Universitaire. And we keep accumulating knowledge on this big channel was founded like 15 years ago, and that has now, I think, over 6,000 hours of talks. And there will be a montage so that it won't be, I think they will scrap all what I've said up to now, so which is good. But they will keep only the contents. And if you were to look, for example, at Dynamis de l'Image, we have very, very nice, 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes, high quality, good quality of sound, good quality of like watching the images or the slides of the, so that you can really actually follow when you're not being able to attend. So thank you for coming. And I will join you later this morning for lunch, and it'll be during the afternoon. So I'll be in and out. Thank you.